Buffalo Wild Wings is proud to announce our new half-price Wing Tuesdays. Now, instead of getting a discount on individual wings, you get any size of traditional wings at half the price. Order a small, it's half the price. Two larges, half the price. Try all 21 sauces and seasonings for half of what it would cost you any other day of the week. We could call it twice as good Wing Tuesdays, but we don't. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for a limited time. Prices and participations vary. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
This is Michelle, your host for Variety Radio Online, and I'm excited to continue our interviews this week talking about the movie 37, A Final Promise. Today I have with me Shabo Adagian, best known for being the bass player in the band System of a Down, which has won a Grammy and sold millions of records. But he's also directed and produced the band's music videos. He's worked with Hans Zimmer to write the music for Vin Diesel's movie Babylon A.D. He also participates in a youth mentoring program. He's won a community award, Hero Award, for his work with the youth. And he's also a passionate painter. You are one hell of a dude. Welcome, Shabo.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Good to be here.
Yeah, we're going to talk about 37 and what a wonderful movie and the angle that Randall has brought into this passionate role. Your character is a rock star. Are you playing yourself or are you playing more of a fictional character?
Well, actually, when it started, I was playing a fictional character, but he gave me, because I do act also, like you said, I direct and stuff, and I like being on the other side of the camera also, of course. And so, and I like to, you know, it's, you know, not exactly go by the script, you know, kind of throw my own twist in there. And so towards the end of my part where I, you know, I pronounce them husband and wife, well, I don't want to kill the film. But I kind of give away who I am by saying my band's name in there, kind of, you know. So I guess I am playing myself, but I kind of sneak it in there, you know. So, yeah.
No, it's that's awesome. You know,
yeah.
So tell me a little bit about when you read this script and talked to Randall and all, what were your thoughts about this?
Actually, it was very, 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 like, deep and dark, you know, and so I think it's a new genre of film, if you ask me. It's like a romantic thriller to me because there's that dark aspect of, like, what's going on and who is who and, like, how and, you know, without being spoiler and, like, what's going to happen. So it's kind of also suspense a little bit, you know. So Randall wrote this thing because he had a friend that, you know, experienced what you're going to be seeing in the movie if you go see it, you know. So he wrote around it and it touched me because I also have an experience with a friend of mine that it's very, very, very similar. And it's with the number 36. Hence the System of a Down, Steal This Album record has, when I made that record, when we made that record, and I did all the artwork to it, I did a burn CD. It was the time where Napster came out, you know, and they were stealing music and this and that. So we called it Steal This Album, right? And because I was also reading the Abby Hoffman book, Steal This Book, at the time, so it was a perfect time. So we released the album with no cover, and I wanted to make it like a CD, like a burned CDR, you know? So instead of CDR, I put CD 36, and that has a real meaning for me, which I don't want to give up until someone sees the movie, and then once they see the movie, they'll see what it's about. But my number was 36, and it wasn't about me. It was a friend of mine, and who's also in the industry, music industry, who also follows the number 36, you know? So 37, just like, it rang that bell, and you know, I love Randall and all the actors and actresses. They're amazing, amazing. And I don't know, the script really touched me, and so I said yes. And, you know, my part's a fun part. It's more of the lighthearted part in the film. You know, I'm like his friend who is a minister also, you know, all the stuff. And you'll see. I mean, so that's what touched me about the movie is because I have a life experience, you know, with the same thing with numbers. I also think in numbers, you know. So, this is a great coming out movie, you know.
No, I'm very excited. We're very excited to be able to support it, share it with our listeners and our fans. When you were reading the script and when you were doing the movie, you're very active in your community as a role model for youth. Did some of that, the suicide angle and all of that kind of come into play of what you were thinking through and possibly how you can use the movie as you continue to mentor and work with youth?
Yes, yes. I mean, you're just calling it out. Yeah, I have two kids myself, a three-year-old and a one-year-old. So I'm really, really, really right now like the proudest dad and like a full-time dad and a part-time musician right now until Sisbova Down gets back on track, which is hopefully in the near future. And so that touched me because there's a little boy involved, you know, it's a young boy involved in the movie. And so, and the whole suicide thing and how I feel like it's really self-righteous for someone to do that because, you know, once you're gone, you're gone, but the people who are left who love you are the ones who suffer. So that's what I feel about suicide. I feel like if you kill yourself, it's kind of like a drug overdose. It's very selfish. You know, it's like you're having fun, well, and then you go, and then everyone around you kind of suffers, you know? So the fact that in the movie, the way the movie goes and what happens in the movie without giving it away again, it's kind of, to me, it was inspiring to be a part of, to when the kids come to me now, I can also use that as an example to go see the film and show them the film, watch the film with them. You know, I've done that. I've watched, I've listened to music with them. You know, it's one thing to like, you know, give to charity. It's another thing to actually give yourself to charity, which is like your time and your mind and your body, you know, like your soul. I care. I really care because if it wasn't for those kids, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. So I'm giving back not because I have to, but because it's the only thing my soul, my body, my mind can do. I just can't. I'm not one to receive always. I like to give, you know. So it's a very, very, very strong film for everyone. Everyone will relate to it in some way, somehow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. You know, you were speaking about the aftermath when someone does commit suicide. You know, I had a dear friend just kill herself not even 4 or 5 months ago.
Oh, no. Oh,
and,
no.
You know,
sorry.
Yeah, it was very tragic. But, you know, we also, we process anger really strongly also after something like that.
Of course.
I was angry for a while.
Yeah, it's part of grieving, you know, because it's selfish what that person did, you know.
Yeah, and so I think that this movie is going to bring a lot to offer, I think, as we learn to discuss it more and help the youth and people discuss these topics more. It's a disease, and I think it's a hard disease to talk about. Depression is a hard disease to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
So, now, also in the film, I believe there's another message. What would you say is the other message this film brings? Because it is not the suicide movie. It is a movie about a lot of other things.
It's also giving of yourself. Giving. You know, it's like there's love. There's romance. There's self-righteous and non-self-righteousness, where you give, where something you might have planned on doing or something that you were going to do for yourself, but because of somebody else, you don't. Or, you know, because of someone else's, because you love somebody, so, you know what I mean? It's giving mm-hmm. and changing, you know, changing, adapting, growing, you know. It's about a paradigm shift. You know what paradigm shifts are, right? When the tectonic plates shift every 5-6 years, you know, everybody kind of changes a little bit. You know, like the way you would react, let's say, at 13 to a mugging is different to the way you would react at 21 because you've grown and, you know, things have happened. So I think the character development in the movie is really strong. And, you know, as a director and a writer, I really look at movies for that. You know, I search for that. You know, you were mentioning the Babylon AD movie. You know, that movie was, when I scored that film with Hans, 2.5 hours long. And when I watched that movie at the theaters the day it came out, it was 87 minutes long. And my jaw dropped because all of the character development was gone. So if you didn't see the film the way I saw it when it was 2 hours and some, you wouldn't understand why Vin Diesel does what he does and why he changes. Because that also has a lot. That movie and 37 have that one thing where the main character goes through a personal change, a mental change, a physical, not physical, but like a belief change. You know, like at one point you think one thing, and at another point you think that thing is wrong. Well, that's exactly the message in this film to me, and you're asking me. You know, I'm sure maybe somebody else might answer differently, but since you're asking me, yeah, that's a big deal to me. And it seems like all these roles and all these opportunities I'm getting all kind of have something to do with that. So I don't know if it's a sign or not, you know? So,
no.
Yeah.
I think it takes a big person to step into some of these, into this type role and to produce. For Randall, kudos to him because stepping and taking on this whole subject matter was amazing. How was it working with him as an actor, producer, a writer, all his hats he put on?
He's amazing. He's been an actor for quite a while. And I think this is his first big debut directing as a director, and he was so easy to work with. I mean, I've worked with others doing little I've done a couple of short films, you know, here and there, and I'm not mentioning all of them. One called Ballerino, it's pretty funny. You can see it online. It's hilarious. I play some, it's another small role, but it was a fun role. But he just let me be me, and he liked that. So that gave me the encouragement to be me and to be the best me possible, and it came off. And with the right editing, of course, you can make it amazing, and that's what they did. I mean, it's a really good film, and I would tell anybody out there, you know, I used to never like to watch, you know, drama, deep, you know. I mean, I did, of course, I love like movies like One Flew Over the Cuckoo and all that stuff, you know. but I did not, I didn't want to get depressed. But you know what? Once you watch it and once you get it, it's not like it's a depressing movie. It's a deep movie. It's deep. If you want to get touched, watch this movie.
Well, we're very excited to be sharing this with our listeners and our fans, and we are trying to get it out on social media through our outlets, and having all of you guys on board has just been amazing. We really appreciate your time for this.
Of course.
Is there any other projects you have going on that you would like to share with the listeners or the fans?
I usually do. I have so much going on because I get bored, you know. I have all these things. That, I mean, like you said, I paint a lot. I don't want to speak before it's done, but I do have a record with RZA from Wu-Tang Clan coming out called A Chosen, A-C-H-O-Z-E-N, and it's also about righteousness, and it's also about teaching kids about benevolence and being good and living. It's not like a My Name is Earl where, you know, you do good, you get good. No, it's about just being good. And if you're really naturally good, see, karma teaches you, like, to want good. And then, so you're doing good to get good. No, just be good. And the universe will reward you. And so this album with RZA, and I have everybody from George Clinton on there to GZA to Killer Priest to John Frusciante from Red Hot Chili Peppers. Of course, RZA, Kinetic 9 from Killer Army. I have this new guy, he's amazing, from Chicago. His name is Reverend William Burke. I mean, he's like this amazing. He flows like water, you know. And so it's a hip-hop project where I did all the beats, and I played bouzouki on it, the Greek bouzouki on it. I played sitars on it. I created all the – I mean, I just – it's like jumping in the water and not knowing how to swim and then kind of doing like the doggy paddle, and then because you're stranded, all of a sudden you have to learn how to swim, right? So you start doing the doggy paddle and you stay afloat, and then all of a sudden the breaststroke, and all of a sudden you're in the back. You're doing the backstroke, and you're doing, you know, you're doing the – you're swimming. You're swimming,
yeah.
Across, you know. So that's what I did, and it came out great. It's been in the rap. I've had it done for years. I just, you know, with Wu-Tang doing its new record, and RZA, Bobby always being like, you know, he's got movies and he's got the TV show, you know, and, you know, Gangland and all this stuff. So it's like, I'm, you know, we're just waiting for the right time to release it and to show the world that, you know, it's not about bitches and hoes and all this stuff. It's more about, like, what you speak of. Like, when we were making the record, I told everyone who was a lyricist on there, a vocalist, I said, please, tell me something that maybe your grandma taught you, or maybe something that your uncle or your dad or your teacher, something, that a lesson you carried on within your life. And now you're this age, now you're spitting words on this album. Tell the kids how to, and there's like one cuss word on the whole record. I don't want a parental sticker. And like GZA once said, he said, I ain't got no parental sticker because my wise words are much slicker. And I think this album is that, you know, it's more about better words and smart words than just cussing up a storm and talking about girls and drugs and this and that. We do talk about drugs, but we're anti-drug. We're, you know, I mean, we've all dabbled in it, you know. I mean, I've been in this business for 20 years. We all have, you know. But once you have, you know the negatives of it, too, not just the positives. So, you know, now that we're older and sober and clean, like, it's great to tell kids to remain that way, you know, and not go that other route. So there's a bunch of messages on there. I got that. And then I also have something I'm doing with a skateboarder called Pep Williams. His name is Pep Williams. And we're going to start a skateboarding company pretty soon because I used to skate from, like, 5 years old. I used to be with the Dogtown guys in Venice, and he was a Dogtown skater. So we actually just, got together again through social networking. How funny is that? We've been friends since, like, 10 years old. And we used to skateboard together before we were endorsed and sponsored and this stuff. He wasn't pro yet, you know, and I was just starting to play music at that point. And we reconnected, and now we're thinking about doing, like, Shovel Industries and calling it, like, you know, just this cool skateboard company because it's always a part of my dream. I like to add notches on my belt. I don't know if that makes sense, you know. So that's one of the notches. It's going to go on my belt soon. And then hopefully system soon, hopefully. Knock on some wood, and let's wish for the best.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
And also,
I have a jewelry line, Sinister Soul, that's going to be coming out. If you go to my Instagram, all my Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff is all official Shavo. And you can look me up, and you can see some pictures, and you can see some stuff about Sinister Soul, which is sinistersoul.com, and it's my uncle and me doing the jewelry line that I, you know, it's like instead of buying jewelry, I was like, we can make this, man. We can make it our own way. And I have, you know, wow, my phone's going off. But anyways, that's all. That's all.
That's awesome. Would you do me a favor and repeat the social media outlets so our fans and listeners can go and check out things you have going on?
Yeah, my social networking, all of them. My Facebook is like, you know, /officialshavo. And then my Instagram is officialshavo. And that's it. O-F-F-I-C-I-A-L, Shavo, S-H-A-V-O, V as in Victor, and so is my Twitter. So you go on there, you'll see everything. You'll see pictures, you'll see videos. You'll actually see me walking on stage. On set for 37 on there. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time today, Shavo.
My pleasure. This is Shavo Dajan, and you're listening to Variety Radio Online.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you can save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
Buffalo Wild Wings is proud to announce our new half-price Wing Tuesdays. Now, instead of getting a discount on individual wings, you get any size of traditional wings at half the price. Order a small, it's half the price. Two larges, half the price. Try all 21 sauces and seasonings for half of what it would cost you any other day of the week. We could call it twice as good Wing Tuesdays, but we don't. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for a limited time. Prices and participations vary. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.